Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
The world is in a freefall economic collapse by design. Every major institution that is good and wholesome has been either overthrown or infiltrated and destroyed. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the verge of all these different programs and operations we've witnessed only getting worse. And this is happening because the public is politically illiterate, culturally illiterate, when it comes to understanding what the social engineers are doing. I am simply here trying to get people to become aware of the globalist agenda and to understand that a lot of people unwittingly go along with it via peer pressure, even though it's going to destroy them in the end. The corporate press, going along with censorship and authoritarian policies in the economy, is now seeing the biggest layoffs in its history. Web streaming services like Netflix and Hulu are all plunging in their subscriptions. The depression is going to hurt everybody, including the useful idiots that have gone along with it and cheerleaded it. There's a lot of people pretending they're part of the globalist elite when they're not. And even the globalists themselves are fools for going along with this agenda, this anti-human agenda. And many of them now realize that, but this juggernaut has been set into motion. So we've got a big broadcast for you lined up today. The very special guest, the second hour, Dr. Lee Merritt. We're going to be looking at the IMF slashing the global forecast into depression territory and predicting mass starvation will intensify. That's a no-brainer. Got three big factors, which are about to make the coming food shortages even worse. We have the good news with the TSA and the federal court ruling and the Biden administration being faced with the fact that the public is not buying into their COVID hysteria anymore, having to back off the mask mandate, which is the symbol of silencing the public, the symbol that we're diseased and evil and bad, and the symbol of basically our surrender to a biomedical tyranny. Here's a few clips of pilots and the stewardesses and people cheering as the news was discovered mid-flight yesterday.
April 18th, the Biden administration announced that the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and on board aircraft. Effective immediately, masks are optional for all airport employees, crew members, and passengers inside U.S. airports and on board aircraft.
It's over immediately. Congratulations.
All right, so that's a few clips from different flights around the country when the news came in at about 1 o'clock Central yesterday. We broke the news here with Judge Andrew Napolitano on air with us. So this looks like a victory on the surface, and it is. But remember, the fact that we put up with several years of this theater and this fraud and this hysteria, and the fact that the teachers' unions and in Hollywood, all of them, want to aggressively keep masks on our children, but not even on themselves, is just a sign of this power cult and what they're trying to do. They want to cover our faces. They want to train us to live basically under a form of biomedical Sharia law, and it must and will stop. Meanwhile, over in China, things have gotten even more nightmarish and dystopic. with their ongoing lockdown, now 400 million under intense lockdown, and a giant martial law drill for the ages. That's coming up as well on the other side. Big broadcast lined up for you today. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. Talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fortunę tanto, pokorne racji, raki pustoczenic.
It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2022, Patriots Day.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In defiance, the tyranny and the World Economic Forum, the UN, the New World Order, big tech, the censors, the pedophile satanic left, embattled but stronger than ever, vindicated. We are the InfoWar. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, if you look over in China, 400 million people are under total martial law meltdown, not allowed to go to work, not allowed to farm, not allowed to produce, already creating massive famines in China and around the world. Now 400 million under lockdown, only intensifying. This is the New World Order in action. Folks in Shanghai have been locked down for a month, and this is video of them singing and basically having a group party between tower blocks, and the police are running around telling them that they'd better stop. All of this, an exercise in turning your country into a prison, and China is the model to turn the entire earth into a prison planet. This is what they have in store for all of us. This is in the Rockefeller plan, Operation Lockstep. And China is a giant laboratory where they created the virus, where they released the virus. And now all of us are suspect. All of us are bad guys except the biomedical government corporate fascist system. And that's what this is. If you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this. Images of elementary students going to school in their biomedical hazmat suits, all complete, total theater, really massively abusing these poor little children into this tyranny. But remember a few months ago here in the U.S., the mandates being lifted by different states saying, no, we're not going to make elementary students wear masks when the masks don't work and zero children are dying from this lab-made bioweapon. They were cheering and extremely happy when they got the news.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore!
This has all been an exercise, country by country, by the technocracy, from Australia to the U.S., from Canada to Germany, from China to South Africa, from Mexico to Brazil, from the U.K. to France, to see how we'll behave and see what we'll put up with and see what we will submit to, and to see how we can be censored and controlled and outside gatherings banned, and medical doctors and scientists saying that the vaccine doesn't work and is dangerous being restricted. All of it was a beta test for the next big move that's coming. And that's why we're tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. We have shown you out of the EU, out of the UN, out of Canada, out of the U.S., where the bureaucrats are planning it at the end of this year or next year. They're bringing it back. It's the post-industrial world, the Build Back Better, cutting off the pipelines, cutting off the energy, cutting off the food, destroying the infrastructure to bring in the worldwide collapse, which they will then blame on global warming and the depopulation on global warming and the new diseases on global warming when it's all being man-made. This is the extinction rebellion writ large by this cult. And if you're not aware of the environmental transhumanist terror cult, you are like a blind person hiking in the mountains. You're going to fall off the edge of a cliff. But if you have the understanding of the real agenda and who your enemy is, we can all be aware of it and transcend it before it's too late. China's an authoritarian police state. They are deeply under its control. But we have our systems and our checks and balances. We're not perfect, but that's why we've been able to say no to this fraud and stop it. But notice where it's a biomedical dictatorship. It never ends because it's designed to never end. It's designed to carry out the orderly collapse of society, the post-industrial world. You hear Build Back Better, it means destroy civilization and build a technocracy on your ashes. Now, we saw the school children months ago celebrating here in the U.S. Here is the pilot, the flight attendant, and folks cheering on planes yesterday afternoon when the news came across that the federal government, a judge had said, you don't have to wear a face covering anymore. You think, oh, this is great, but imagine how far our mighty republic has fallen that we ever put up with this in the beginning. Here it is.
Airplane and that they are encouraged to continue to do so as a precaution. I just wanted to read that to you guys. So if you would like to take them off, you can. If you want to keep them on, you can, okay?
Indoors immediately. Congratulations.
April 18th, the Biden administration announced that the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and on board aircraft. Effective immediately, masks are optional for all airport employees, crew members, and customers inside U.S. airports and on board aircraft.
All right, so there you go. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the military news, the economic news that's really serious, and the electric car news where they're announcing basically nobody's going to make gasoline cars for 2026, and so much more. We've got a big broadcast lined up for you today. Also, more and more pregnancies between two women in prisons when it's really a biological man impregnating women, turning the prisons into basically birthing centers. That's coming up as well. But I want to just make, again, an announcement about what's happened in the last 24 hours. The corporate media and the Democratic Party law firms who admit they want to bankrupt us and shut us down have lied and said that we have all these tens of millions of extra dollars because they got all our financials and then they misrepresent them and say, look, 16 million went out of the company. Yeah, to buy product, and they know that. So they go, he's got secret 16 million hiding. None of it's true. And so I did limited Chapter 11 so that a federal judge can send a trustee in and see the books and force this out in the open because I believe the lawyers are lying to the Sandy Hook parents who've already, you know, had the big paydays with Remington and the lawsuits and the big charities they have, but that they want the First Amendment now as well, the lawyers and the groups around them. And so it's just not true. And so I'm like, you know what, we'll just do Chapter 11 so that this is all evidence. So regardless of whatever rigged stuff they do with these juries or whatever, in the end it'll go back to the federal court and reality will set in. That said, I talked about this yesterday. There's been a lot of press interest in it, so I'm going to get it out in the next day or so with a special report. In Texas, they have filed, and the judges said yes, for $1 million sanction on me where you get your attorney's fees before there's even a trial. You're guilty, and they decide how guilty you are with a jury, and you get the attorney's fees before that. It's never before been done. In law, illegal. Judge says they don't care. That's how wild the liberal leftist weaponized judiciary is, and it gets worse. It says when we are in the kangaroo trial, we cannot talk about the First Amendment or anything and have no defense. Basically, we'll have to wear duct tape over our faces. And this is what they're doing. And they're setting a precedent for everyone else. This is authoritarianism. This is what authoritarians do. And when you see the whole corporate press celebrating it and saying, yay, shut down Alex Jones, it's because they see me as the archetypal Americana populist. That's how they see me. And that's because they hate you, and they hate all of us, and they hate flyover country, and they hate Christians, and they hate capitalists, and they hate successful people, and they're a cult. And so, of course, they hate me because I'm strong, and I'm well-spoken, and I'm truthful, and I have love in my heart, and you love me back, and you're amazing as well, and they want to try to silence us. And I'll assure you're not going to silence me, ladies and gentlemen. Because you will never let them silence me. You will always take my information and the reports, no matter what happens, if they kill me or put me in prison, you won't let them silence me because you're not going to be silenced yourself. So I salute you and I thank you, but I want to encourage you to understand we are maxed out here and we need money to go through this bankruptcy and the rest of the stuff, and we will continue on. You've got that pledge for me, but I need your help now. Or you're basically giving up in the fight to these people. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Rainforest Ultra back in stock. We got a flash sale on our amazing bone broth with the chaga mushroom and a really high-quality turmeric in it. It's incredible. It's a flash sale going right now at 50% off, one day only. InfoWarsStore.com. While you're at it, get an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Southern border, and last year alone they captured 700 plus thousand, almost 800,000. You can do the math on that. That's almost 7 million people total, and we have official numbers out today. That's coming up next segment, but let me just hit this information for you. Here's the live show headline today, and I'm going to get into the articles themselves. Tuesday Live, International Monetary Fund slashes global economic outlook, confirms depression, mass starvation imminent. Now, they've run these operations around the world and put countries into debt and implode their economies by design, and third world countries then go from being developed countries into being undeveloped, or basically slave colonies. And there's been many a congressional hearing on it. There's been books written on it, Economic Hitman, John Perkins. That's what they're doing. Three factors which are about to make coming food shortages even worse. Zero Hedge does an excellent job laying it all out. The confluence of circumstances create a perfect storm for global food production. And the perfect storm of what's happening there. And a lot of people have been pointing out that if you look at this, we have people like Bill Gates, who's always the consummate insider, positioning himself well before the next crisis. And 2 years ago, it turned out he was buying up farmland all over the world, and I said, watch, these lockdowns are going to cause food shortages, and he'll be positioned to then grow GMO and basically force you to eat it. Well, here's a point that the folks on Twitter, Resist05, had to say. Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines, and there's a pandemic. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America. There's a food crisis. Bill Gates is the largest investor in renewables, and there's an oil shortage. And they're forcing you onto him. So here are some of the factors. We've got the war in Ukraine. We've got 400 million people in China that are under the lockdowns, and we have massive fertilizer shortages all over the world. And now bird flu is the worst it's ever been, wiping out bird flocks across the planet. Forget about a soft landing. What's the shape of the hard landing? And it's an excellent article also at Zero Hedge that lays it out. And let's just put it to you this way. It's not fun when you go to the doctor and you learn you got cancer. Bad cancer. And that's what we've got. And then a lot of people in their lives will learn, hey, you got terminal cancer, you'll be dead in 6 months. And usually they're right. So we have to get our affairs in order. As I've always said, I'm a canary in the coal mine. And that's why when you see us being taken down and really having big problems, that's just an indicator of the fact that the whole body's sick. And you don't need me to tell you this. But we're going to look back, like I said, 2 years ago, on 2 years ago is a good time. We're going to look back on today is a good time. And I don't say that to scare you. I say it because you better get right with God, and you better get ready now while you still can. Because this has been an artificial program. This is what the post-industrial world looks like. And George Herbert Walker Bush in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, 30 years ago, did not sign on to that treaty to do this by 2030 for no reason. And they said they would launch the collapse in 2020, in Agenda 21, and they would complete it by 2030. So you're going to look back at 2022 as a great year. 2023 is a great year compared to each new year. that is going to crescendo. You can see the trajectory. I'm getting chills. You can see the trajectory of tyranny is going straight up. And it just exponentially is going to get worse. And if we wake up to the New World Order and if we wake up to the globalists, this could be their Waterloo and they could be removed and imprisoned and punished. And it'll be, you know, this great tyranny we defeated. We'll learn from it. But if folks don't make this the central issue at their churches and at their legislatures and at their businesses, it's over. And the good news is my mom went to a big mega church in the Round Rock with friends this Sunday on Easter. And she said the place was so full that it had overflowing big jumbotrons, the parking lot, and that the preacher was talking about the New World Order and the takeover and how everybody's got to get ready and dug in and get prepared and how the COVID was nothing but a power grab. And I'm hearing that from listeners and I'm hearing that from family all over the place. Good. Good. Yes. Absolutely. So we need this information to become ubiquitous. We need this information to be known everywhere so people understand who's doing it. I know I harp on that. But we've got better than a good chance if we're aware of this, of stopping it. We will. There's no way the hell on earth that's going to be unfolding will continue if the people doing it are known and know they're going to get in trouble. They can only do this by stealth. And that's why they want to gaslight you while they arrogantly sit up there at the Davos group bragging how they're doing it to you, but censor everybody with big tech that talks about it here in America and go, man, Senator Rand Paul's crazy. He's talking about the Great Reset. Oh, that Alex Jones, that Tucker Carlson, that Josh Hawley. When we're talking about the real threat, it'd be like the Ukrainians. Could they win a war if they didn't know it was Russians they were fighting? Or didn't know what was going on? No, you've got to know what you're up against. And that's very elementary. But I just showed you articles yesterday all over the news. Washington Post, New York Times, Financial Times of London, Bloomberg, saying we need dictators. It's time to have dictators. It's time to get rid of freedom. It's time to get rid of free speech. And then thousands of articles with just ecstasy-laden happiness that, oh, Alex Jones could be shut down. Oh, Alex Jones and his empire can be taken down. Oh, Alex Jones deserves it. He's got all that money. And they just lie and talk about product we bought and the money we paid for it as extra money. Look, this money went out. Where'd it go? Well, we fund ourselves. We buy product. That's how we fund 90%+ of our operation. It was like, where did this $16 million go? He's got it in his pocket. No, it went to product to sell it to then fund our operation. So they count the money going in and out between the supplement company my dad's got, InfoWars Life, and InfoWars. And then they call that profit. And, of course, they know it's not profit. And I wish it was. We wouldn't be begging for support. But, again, and the very people going along with this are going to wake up in a destroyed country with total crime and no birthright of freedom anymore and no due process, but they don't care because they've lost touch with God. They're lost people. And the fact that the courts everywhere are this corrupt, not all of them, but more and more there's just outrageous judicial tyranny, no one denies that, is emblematic of everything else that's coming down. So people ask me constantly, how do you take it? How do you deal with it? And I'm like, we're all on the same sinking ship. How am I taking it? Do you understand what's going on here? This is the planned world collapse. Do you know what it's going to look like? It's going to look bad. You think crime exploding already is bad? You think the border collapse is bad yet? You think inflation is bad yet? Folks, the New World Order did every bit of this. The central banks did every bit of this. And if you think Mexico's dangerous and scary, we're going to be way worse when we go belly up. We are going into hell. We turned our backs on God. God turned his back on us. Repent. That's what's important. Get your soul right and get prepared. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95. Really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt. On the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, as you know, I spent quite a bit of time here in the pre-war period. And when the invasion happened, I had friends who were in Donetsk, who were in the Ukrainian army, who are writing to us and telling us, we're not going to survive tonight. We've been hit 500 times. These are graduates of Defense Language Institute. These are my friends. And, you know, as the more I saw of the war going on, the more I thought, I'm done talking. All right. It's time to take action here. So about a month ago, I joined the International Legion here in Ukraine, and I am here to help this country fight, you know, what essentially is a war of extermination. This is an existential war, and Russia has bought it to these people, and they are mass murdering civilians. And there are people here like me who are here to do something about it.
That's MSNBC regular Malcolm Nance telling everybody to go over there and get involved in a war that Zelensky says will last 10 years they're ready to fight. The new Vietnam, Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, denies Russia would use nukes in Ukraine despite the fact that Zelensky keeps saying it. With no evidence, a British government now admits that their special air services soldiers are training troops on Ukrainian territory. And guess what? They've been doing it for at least 8 years and helped overthrow the government before, which is why the Russians are so incredibly angry. New national poll, Republicans see Biden as being more harmful than Putin. Think so? And there's been so much incredible lying in the press. I never got to this clip yesterday, but I'm springing this on the crew. Will you guys cue up that German DW national TV piece? It's like a 10-minute report, but there's a short clip in it where they talk about medals being given to the people of Snake Island that didn't surrender to the battleship. They don't even tell you, hey, we lied to you and made that up as war propaganda and knew it wasn't true, like the ghost of Kiev and all the rest of it. They just now, here they are getting medals. Here's the guy that was on the radio telling the Russians screw off on the very battleship later sunk by two anti-ship cruise missiles that hit the Moscow. So the Moscow didn't kill the civilians. The Moscow didn't attack the military there. The Moscow did no such thing on Snake Island, but it doesn't matter because people were already angry because they've been told a big lie. And that's how brainwashing works. Is they don't care if you even learn the truth later. You emotionally start hating the Russians or whoever the target is. And so later, when it comes out it's a lie, you don't care. You're already going along with the disinformation. Here's a clip from DWTV with the magic folks from Snake Island all alive getting medals.
The Moskva came to prominence at the start of the war, being told to go F itself when it tried to capture Ukraine's Snake Island in the Black Sea. Last month, the man behind those words was awarded a medal for his bravery. Initially feared killed, he and other soldiers were taken captive before being freed in a prisoner exchange. The Moskva was the main ship in Russia's Black Sea fleet. Its loss marks a significant reduction in Russia's firepower in the area and a huge symbolic blow for Moscow.
So, the United States is spending billions of dollars a month securing the border of Ukraine and fighting a war against the Russians. And now Biden has announced the plan to send tanks, armored vehicles, and attack helicopters into Ukraine. We're at war with Russia, folks. And did Russia turn off our pipelines? Did Russia open our borders? Did Russia teach pedophile story time? No. Did Russia censor American conservatives? No. Look at this latest headline. Over 221,000 migrants, not illegal aliens, crossed southern border in March, setting new record, says the Border Patrol. But you know, it's far more than that because they're catching maybe 1 in 8. Video, Texas sheriff expects border is about to be overrun. It's already overrun, but he means just completely be gone, as the numbers are 10, 15 times even previous records. NBC suddenly had an epiphany Monday, realizing that when Joe Biden lifts the 42 health authority on migrants crossing, Title 42 health authority on migrants crossing into the U.S., there will be a massive surge at the border. No medical checks, no criminal checks, no checks to see, is that your child with you? A totally lawless border, but the airport wants to put its hands on your genitals. and wants you to wear a mask. And the IRS wants to know everything you do in your bank account without a warrant. But don't worry. The illegal aliens don't have to take vaccines. They don't have to wear masks. They're always exempt. After all, they said the UN's bringing them into the U.S., and the UN doesn't want liability from the experimental shots. That was in Reuters 2 months ago. Oh, we can't give it to the illegals because it might hurt them. This is only for the American people. White House downplays terrorists crossing over the wide open border. They're catching record numbers of them. When Psaki got demanded to apologize for her and Biden saying that the Border Patrol agents whipping their horses across the river, that's what you do. You spur the horses. You hit them with the reins because they don't really want to chase people and, you know, run through rivers so they can break their legs. So you have to, ha, ha, ha. And they went, oh, look, he's got a whip in his hand. It's Django. And, of course, it was Haitians trying to get into the KKK country, getting in to the, no, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it turns out none of it was true. It was all a lie. They've been found not guilty by the investigation. Here is what the sheriff had to say about the collapsing border.
Border officials revealing more migrants crossed into the U.S. in March than any other month since records were kept. This as authorities brace for a massive surge after the Biden administration lifts a border restriction known as Title 42. Julia Ainslie has late details.
Tonight, urgent warnings from the border, with the Border Patrol releasing these new images, saying a record 221,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. last month. Local officials expect that could soon double.
Numbers like that would be completely overwhelming to our community.
The surge is expected after the Biden administration decided to end a COVID border restriction called Title 42. The Department of Homeland Security estimates more than 170,000 migrants are waiting in Mexico, planning to cross when Title 42 is lifted May 23rd.
What do you need from the Biden administration between now and May 23rd?
Plans would be helpful. Commitment for additional funds.
Migrants who cross through the Rio Grande Valley come through this bus station in downtown McAllen. And officials here worry that if the numbers get too high, it could overwhelm the bus station, the shelters, leaving people with nowhere to go and sleeping on the street.
We're asking them to reconsider, you know, lifting the Title 42.
Sheriff Eddie Guerra says he's been told by Border Patrol to have his officers on standby in case the ports of entry are overrun.
We're talking about, you know, the deputies dressed in their riot gear with their shields and their helmets and batons to keep the crowd at bay.
The Biden administration is facing bipartisan criticism of its immigration policy, with 1.7 million illegal border crossings last year, an all-time record.
Okay, so notice the globalists bring in their collapse policy. Now they're getting ready to get rid of Biden, so they blame him. And he deserves blame, but he's like a captain under a general. They get the blame. The globalists, the deep state, the New World Order, the replacement migration of the UN, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, trying to silence anybody that exposes this. They're bringing in a permanent underclass they control. We'll be back. Men getting women pregnant in prison. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
There's a war on logic. There's a war on common sense. There's a war on goodness. Because an evil group of inbred families using behavioral psychology have a plan for humanity that's destructive, that's ugly, that's sad, that's humiliating, that's deadly. So they need us to go against common sense. They need us to go against our own instincts and our own connection to God to follow the destructive path that they have prepared for us. They are the biggest control freaks this world has ever produced, and we are facing down this tyranny today, just as our ancestors faced other combinations and other permutations, and this will be our finest hour if we simply take on the challenge and realize we don't have any alternative. Slavery and humiliation and turning our children over to pure evil is not an option. The only option we have is getting informed, getting focused, and standing up. Now, for those of us who are the most prominent in this fight, and for those of us who are the most bold, the enemy is going to pull out all the stops and engage in a lot of manipulation and corruption to try to demonize us and silence us. And as the lies and demonization and deplatforming and fraud backfire on the system, they're going to get more desperate and double down in their attempts to finally bully us into silence. They're coming after me because they're coming after you. That's totally true. And InfoWars is a populist lighthouse in a deadly storm guiding in the ships. We so many times, hell, probably half the time, are the progenitor or the fount or the spring head of the awakening and the understanding of the globalist philosophy and how to beat them. And for those of us that have been informed and awake a long time, A lot of people before I was born knew about this. But then it was less than 0.1% that knew. My grandfather knew. My mother's father knew everything. That would have been the real Alex Jones. That guy was smart as hell. A scientist. Invented secret stuff for the Pentagon, you name it. But I'll leave it at that. The point is that now a large portion of people know the truth. 20% or so. And it's growing. And whether you're in Africa or the subcontinent of India or whether you're in Eastern Europe, InfoWars is as hot as a white flame. It is burning bright. And that's all because of your support. So before I have these other key stories here, I just want to encourage listeners to support InfoWars while you still can. And I want to thank the folks that stepped up to the plate yesterday and bought a lot of products and made donations at InfoWarsStore.com. If we had days like that every day, we wouldn't just survive, we would expand. But I need to have 20 days like yesterday to dig out of the hole and be able to fight for years to come, despite all the things the left wants, to not shutter and shut down this command base, this mothership. Now, I got a lot of powerful friends, and a lot of good people are awake now, and it takes time to get them going. But they will not silence me being on air. But they could cripple some of the effectiveness and really, really, really delay us in things we're up to. And I'm not going to give the enemy our strategy or what we're doing, but there's a lot going on in Austin. There's a lot going on in Florida. There's a lot going on, and I'm advising a lot of top people. For the grace of God, now my work isn't just here on air, but it's particularly when it comes to advising some very, very interesting people about the next phase of resistance, peaceful resistance. So my work is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen. And this particular operation, though, is just the tip of the iceberg and is very critical, though. And so don't just share the articles and videos, which is so paramount. Don't just pray for us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the ultimate bone broth. One-day flash sale, full of chaga mushroom, amazing quality turmeric, amazing concentrated bone broth from chicken. So good for your joints, your whole body. It's next level. It's going to sell out anyways in a month or so. Won't get more in for about 3 months. I got to get the money in. It's 50% off flash sale today. Bone broth formula, ultimate bone broth. Also, 40% off our immune support concentrated known herbs and compounds to just take your immune system to the next level. Everybody needs this right now, particularly. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the t-shirts and apparel that are that we've ever made on sale at cost, except for the new, because by the time I decided to sell out of all the t-shirts in the backlog, we already had 6-7 more shirts in the pipeline. So the Alex Jones Was Right shirt came in. This is just the regular one, but it's like designer fabric and super high quality. So it costs us $7-$8 a shirt, so we're selling it for $24.95 as a fundraiser. Get your Alex Jones Was Right shirt with a big red thunderbolt on the back, InfoWars.com. It's a piece of Americana, a piece of history, InfoWarsStore.com. And please, get a book, get a film, get some water filtration, get some air filtration, check out the shortwave radios, check out the privacy pouches. Just there's a lot of great products, and we're taking on the Democratic Party in the deep state, the permanent state. We're in the middle of this war, and you could not buy products at a better place. And I'll also tell you, go to the live show feed of the show today that deals with Tuesday Live, IMF slashes global economic outlook, confirms depression, mass starvation. That's coming up next hour with a special guest and more. There is a link we put under the live show video feed directly to the subpage on InfoWarsStore.com, where you can make a donation. Please donate today to keep InfoWars on air so we can defend the First Amendment and take on the globalist. And again, that's great because, you know, we're evil patriot groups. So I used to get like 2% on credit cards. We pay like 5% on them because we're discriminated against because we're Christian conservatives. But we get 95% of the money when you donate instead of, you know, 30-40% of the money when you buy a product. So please make a donation today at InfoWars.com by going to the live show feed and clicking the link, or there's a big banner on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to thank those that came through yesterday. It gives me a lot of hope because you're in my corner. God's in my corner. This crew's in my corner. I'm in your corner, but I cannot do this without you. And the last thing I want to do is shut this place down. Because we're cut back to the bare minimum of crew we need. We've got a great crew. I've asked them, keep making great ads, keep making great reports, keep writing great stories. Just fight harder than you ever have before, because this is like a heavyweight championship battle. And the enemy's in trouble. They're falling apart. People are seeing through them. They're pulling out all the stops, doing unprecedented things to silence us and to silence you. But that's because they're weak and because the world is rejecting them. And that is a beautiful thing. So just make the commitment. You do a one-time donation at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can sign up and give one every 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, month, out to 9 months. You can do auto stuff. So you can do auto ship on the products, an additional 10% off. You can go there and click on it and say, yeah, every month I want to give $10 or $50. You just cannot put money in a better place to fight tyranny. This is it. And if you want to take on the globalists, this is where you should put your money and your will and your prayers and your word of mouth. So, thank you. I'm doing everything I can. The ball is in your court, as they say. Okay, let's move on to this. The brainwashing, the in-your-face gaslighting. All over the country, well, there's more than 12 states, less than myself, like 13 states, 14 states, that have biological men in the prison cells with the women, raping them and having consensual sex. And then they've got the nerve in the corporate media to gaslight us and say, oh, two women had a baby. It was consensual. Well, trans inmate impregnates two inmates at all woman's prison. And it's a black dude with a ponytail. And then here's the news. New Jersey news. Two women at New Jersey prison are pregnant after consensual sex between inmates. I mean, two women. They just sit here and brainwash us to accept all this tyranny. New Jersey's women prison inmates pregnant after sex with transgender prisoner. Trans prisoners impregnate two women inmates at all-female jail. And then Tucker Carlson does an interview with a woman who thought she was a man, wasn't happy, went back to being her biological sex, and YouTube bans it because, well, you're not allowed to go back once you're in the cult. Absolutely insane. Next level censorship that is going on. It's happening in New Jersey. It's happening in California. It's happening again in 13 states, last number I saw. And what's the whole scientific establishment's response? Democrats are working with big tech on new censorship calls and new levels of censorship and debanking people with a social credit score they don't like. I mean, wow. Meanwhile, Brian Stelter, Humpty Dumpty, came out and said, people don't play in the gutter, calls for more censorship on Twitter, to which Jack Dorsey comes out and says, you are destructive and hurtful and you are a liar. Talk about the worm turning. People really get it. Elon Musk threatens that once he takes over Twitter, he's going to fire the board that's got people on it that are members of the Bilderberg Group. Absolutely insane. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. All right. We have a special guest coming up. We also have news on the exploding crime waves and the move to ban all gas cars by 2026. That's only in 4 years. That's coming up in hour number 2 and 3 today. Please stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have over 100...